A 21-year-old world champion snowboarder was killed by an avalanche in Switzerland on Tuesday, officials said. Estelle Ballet died during a film shoot near the southwest border with Italy and France, according to a statement from local police. Ballet had earned her second world title as part of the Free Ride World Tour in Verbier, Switzerland, earlier this month. She subsequently posted a video on Instagram showing highlights from her run there. Estelle Ballet was a naturally gifted shining star and demonstrated remarkable talent as she quickly became a household name on the Free Ride World Tour, the event said in a statement. Our thoughts are with the family and friends of Estelle Ballet as we send our deepest sympathy and condolences during this very difficult time. Ballet died on Le Portelet, a mountain in the Mont Blanc massive above the Swiss resort of Auxerre. She was the second snowboarder to pass through a ravine in quick succession at around 8 a.m. local time, according to the police statement. This triggered an avalanche that carried on for more than 3,000 feet and swept away the athlete, the statement added. Ballet was wearing a rescue beacon, a helmet, and an airbag, which snowboarders use to create an air pocket in the event of an avalanche, police said. Mountain rescue specialists immediately flew to the site by helicopter. Ballet had already been freed from the snow by the time they arrived, but she was pronounced dead at the scene, police said. 2 weeks ago, the Swiss national posted a photo on Instagram celebrating with fellow snowboarder Marion Hardy. So this just happened. Looks like I just won the Verbier Extreme and, by the way, the world champion title, Ballet wrote as she posed with a bottle. Can't wait to even more of this next season. Ballet posted on her Facebook page Sunday that she was scheduled to do some filming on the mountainside this week. This article posted by Alexander Smith and Emma Ong for NBC News.